Okay, so we're in Baruch Hashem Parakas. So it says like this: Achar shekvar amarnu meinyan haschud laAvram beemuna. So now that we've, so what are we talking about here? So basically, Hashem says to Avram, we had this whole discussion about the fact that Avram's saying, "I don't have kids." I'm like, "What are you giving? You promising me all this stuff? What about the kids?" And Hashem says, "You're going to have children," and he says, "Fine, I believe you." And that's, and then it says Vaminba Hashem. Vayachshevel lo tzedaka. Basically, we understand that Hashem saw the fact that he believed, that Avram believed, that he saw that as an act of like tzedaka to Hashem. Then it goes on, and then the next thing that happens is that Avram turns to him, and when Hashem says, "You know, I'm going to give you the land of Israel," he says, "Bamai daki rashana. How do I know that that my kids are going to inherit this land?" So everybody says, "How can here you just Hashem said you're gonna have kids? Okay, I believe you." And then he's like, "I'm gonna give you the land of Israel. How do I know? Like, how does, well, like, what's going on? It's not consistent." Okay, so he said, "Look here. Achashe kfar amarnu meinyan haschud laAvram beemuna, asher hamin baHashem kasher marlo Hakadosh Baruch Hu lazera." Right. So you see that he just believed him. But kasha, lama lohem in kasher amar lo on the tina taretz. Then why does the next sentence, like you're turning, it's like he's all of a sudden going, "Wait a second, how am I going to know?" V'haya roi shiye yotze schar bevsedo. It's a funny way that he says it. That really, like you see this lashon in Pirkei Avos, he quotes over here on the bottom, the idea of like if a person easily gets angry and then easily gets calmed. So yatza schar bevsedo is the lashon there. But like whatever positive, so you're easily getting angry all the time, but you're also easily getting pacified. So, you know, it's like it's a wash. So here he's saying, like, here he had all this emuna, and then the next thing you know, he turns around and he's questioning. So, like, all the positive of the emuna is, like, being lost by the fact that he's questioning. Okay, either way. So now, the classic with Maral is, like, he brings down, like, different midrashim and gemaras, and then he wants to understand, like, what's going on.
I'm sorry, where was this first pasuk from?
Which one of
Achar Shekvar Amarnu? Like where was this?
What meaning the where he didn't believe?
What is this story just said? In other words, this Avram, where Hashem said to Avram, "I will
give you children,
right. Children, and I'll give you
what parakeet?" It's in parakeet. It's 15. Chapter, it's from the Chumash, yeah. So Bereishis, okay. Bereishis, like if you go to, okay. If you want to read like the most important like passage in all of Torah for the Jewish people and the history of the Jewish people is Genesis 15. Mm-hmm. Bereishis 15, Tesvav, yes, it's like a must read. The other one is Shmos Gimel, that's with Moshe at the Sneh. Because those are the two where Hashem is giving us like the long-term vision. Here's what's going to play. And it's like, but if when you read this, you can see when he starts talking about this, it's like, it doesn't make any sense what's going on here. Because he says, "Bamai daki rashana." How do I know? And Hashem says, "All right, karbanos." Karbanos? Karbanos. So like the whole, like the old, it's like, he asks a question, Hashem says, "Yeah, karbanos. That's the answer." I don't understand. What do you mean, karbanos? Right. So that's what he's gonna bring down. You have to understand what's that. What is Samaral is beautiful here in terms of how he explains it. But I'll read it quickly here. Okay. In many midrashim, b'medrash rabbos b'parshas lech lecha, Rav Yehuda bar Chanina Amer lo ki kore tagar el amar lo be'ezuschut. So Rav Yehuda bar Chanina, he's saying that when Aram asked b'ma'ida, he wasn't like challenging God. Ella Amarlo Be'ezuschut. He was just wanting to know, like, what's the, like, you're telling me that they're going to get the land of Israel, like, for, like, why? Like, not, I'm not questioning you as much as what's the reason, like, why are we deserving, or something like that. So Amarlo Be'ezuschut Kaparot Shani No Tein Lecha Levanecha. It's the Zchut of the Kaparot that I'm giving you and your children. So then he says, take all these different animals. So he showed him Teralo, Gimel Minim Parim. He showed him three different types of oxes. And then Gimel Minim Seirim, the Gimel Minim Elim, and Gimel Minim Parim. our par yom kippur, a par haba al hamitzas, a egla rufa. So he's going to start like, you know, it's like basically a list of every type of carbon that comes out of this. And then the three types of serum, siri harugalim, siri rosh chodesh, siri shal yachid. So the different types of carbonos that are going to come with these different types of animals. And then the elim are the asham vaday, asham talay, the kipsh shal yachid, the tor v'gozal, and then there's the birds. The Torah of Ben Yonah, va'ikachlo et kol eila. So he takes all of them. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai and Rabbi Rabban, and they argue. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai says kol akaparos haralo va'asir sa'efa lo haralo. He showed him everything except for the asir sa'efa is like the flower offering. Rabbanan amre af asir sa'efa haralo. So Namar Khan, Vaikahlo at Kalela, Venamar Lahalam, Vahibeta Tamil Khashar, Yasa Lomeela, Vetatsi Porlo Basar, and then the bird itself was not split. Haralo Shemavdilin, Shemavdilin, Beolas Oaf, Ve'im Avdilin, Bechatas Oaf, Adkan. So he's just quoting all that was as a Medrash Rabba, okay? So we have to, so the rest, like all that detail is just showing like that each thing signifies or is connected to some other, some specific carbon and what's going on here at the end with this, with Rav Shimon and Rabbanon. We'll see that later. Okay, now. So now, on the surface, this doesn't make sense. Here he asks, B'mai Dakir Hashem, how do I know? And God says, Karbanos. So, That's basically, and then that's what the Medrash is saying here, that it went into the detail that this is all about Karbanos. So everybody sees this. Now, I'm not sure exactly which Midrashim he's referring to, I mean, which Mefarshim he's referring to. He says that the Mefarshim saw this Medrash and they felt that it was not pshat in the Pasuk, and so they went in a different direction. They pushed it away with their two hands. The way that the Mefarshim learn, they say that when Avram asked the question, it was not a good thing. Now, in the footnote here, he says, if you go through the Mefarshim that we have, they're all defending Avram. No one actually criticizes him. So he's not sure who the Maharal is referring to, but there must have been Mefarshim that he had in front of him that said that when Avram asked this question, it wasn't proper. Okay, either way.
Which is interesting, because last Parsha, we gave Noach a really tough time. Everyone gave Noach
right,
a really tough time. Right.
They didn't step up and say something, right?
And like Avram, like she, no one's giving Avram Avram this tough time, like they gave.
You know. But that you're saying that Noach should have stepped up to the plate and he didn't.
Well, Emunah, right? That was the Emunah. No, in other words.
But that Noach lacked Emunah?
Yeah. That's what Rabbi Baum.
Oh, because he didn't go into, like, at the last minute, he didn't go into the table, or...
Yeah.
Uh-huh, interesting.
It's no, but people say, they said, you know, I mean, Hayat Badoris, I mean, he was a Sadiq, the Torah says he was a Sadiq,
right.
I mean, but there were people who said, no, what was the word he used, Rabbi Baum? Like, it was a real negative, it was a Rishon who used a real negative word when he described no.
But here we're not giving Avram a hard time, although he seems to be referring that someone's.
No, it's impressive because Ravon said Avram never got a hard time.
Uh-huh.
So actually.
But he was tested. Avram was really tested hard. If you think about it, like that Kate is like. That just,
10 tests.
Yeah.
I mean that. But all these good things.
So I asked her about my sin. So he made a comment because Avram didn't do anything really bad. So I said, well, what did he do? Supposedly, he left Eretz Yisrael. He went to during the
famine. To Egypt.
Yeah.
That was a negative.
He didn't have Muna that Hashem would take care of.
Uh huh. Interesting.
Like there's a list of he passed the 10. There's 10 more
that he failed.
Well, there's 10 more tests. I didn't say that one. I think he failed.
Uh-huh. Okay. Let's see. I mean, he might. I'm trying to think if he. We'll see. There are other things that Avram did. Like for example, in this week's parasha, they say he's criticized for taking the young students out to battle.
Right. And also for calling Sarah his
sister. Right.
That's okay. 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 But you'll see. Okay, let's see what he does here. Okay. So it wasn't. So there's something. So now he says, "Ki hayu roim she'em nefarish b'mayda be'ezus chut yirasha taratz." Now, if he's saying, now if you understand, if you look and you see that, you'll explain b'mayda when he asks this question, "How will I know?" And he's asking, really, what is the what do we do to deserve getting the land? Ainat tshuva, but it doesn't make sense. Then if you're saying, "What's this chus?" and then the answer is, "Take a bunch of karbanos." Meaning, if you're telling me, what do I deserve, and then you say karbanos, it doesn't make any sense. Meaning, I can have a kapara, but what does that have to do with, I just asked you, what are we doing, why do we deserve this? And you're like, karbanos? So, hukshu lahem, lama yirshu et haaretz bizchut hakarbana. Like, so why would karbanos be an answer to why they should deserve to get the land? Because also, Hashem is like saying also at a certain point, like, I don't even want... So this question of, like, it doesn't seem to flow, right? Of how does A equal B? It doesn't make sense. But if you're meaning, again, if you're going to ask what he's asking about, why should we deserve this, and then say karbanos, it just doesn't make sense. But lo matzano zevakaso shetei haaretz liyisrael ki im bizchut ha'avot v'ashvua shenishba lahem. If you think about it, it's always like we're getting it because of the zchus avos. That's always like the line. Why do we get this land? It's because of the zchus avos and the promise that Hashem made to them. Like, it's over and over again that we can mekayem the shvuah, the shvuah. Mibnezer Rashi perish. So that's why Rashi, when he looks at this, he says, "B'mayda ki rashana be'ezo zchut yitkaimu." It's not why you deserve to get this land as much as what is it going to keep? How are we going to be allowed? What's going to help us keep this place? Right, the lo yiglu mimenu, and that we won't get thrown out, that we won't be sent into kalas. Ela shehukshu alav, ki lo yisbol ze alashon hakasu v'amayda ki irashena. But if that's the case, the way the formation of the question b'amayda ki irashena, the halasha mashon lashon yerusha, the hainu tchilas hayerusha v'lo hakiyumba. You're asking, let's say, because how, for what reason? Irashana, are we going to inherit? Not for what chus are we going to keep this thing? It doesn't make sense. I mean, Rashi's learning it that he's asking, like, how are we going to keep this place? But that's not what Irashana is like. Why are we getting it in the first place? It sounds like more of that. He says it doesn't really flow well in the words. I mean, I can see you could argue it the other way around. You could say Irashana is a long term thing. So that would, but okay, but on the surface it doesn't flow as well. So now, Beperek b'nei ha'ir, Gemara Megillah, Amar Rabbi Yosi, El male ma'amados lo neskaimu shamayim v'aretz. If it wasn't for the ma'amados, which is what? The idea of the ma'amados was that as the karbonos are brought, you had Levim, Kohan Levim, and then you had a group of Yisraelim that were there. They had to be there. They were like the first mashkiach, you know? But the idea is to have a representative from Yisrael that was there. That was the ma'amados. So if it wasn't for the mamados, then it's kaim v'shemayim v'aretz. Shenemar v'yomar Hashem Elokim b'mayda ki rashana. Amar Avram lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam. Shema banai yuchotim, maybe my kids will sin. V'yata oseh lahem ka'anshei dor hamavol v'dor hamflaga. And then you'll do to them like you did with the generations of the flood and the generations of the tower. Amar lo, lav. Hashem said no. Amar lefana Ribono Shel Olam b'mayda. How will I know that that's the case? Amar lo, Kachna li egla mishuleshes, take the karbanos. Amarlo tinach bizman shebeis hamikdash kayam. Okay, that works when there's a beis hamikdash. Bizman shein beis hamikdash kayam matei al lehem. But if there's no beis hamikdash, what's going to happen to the Jewish people? Amar lahem kvar takanti lahem seder karbanos. I gave them the idea of karbanos, the seder karbanos. Shebizman shekarim behem, so that when they learn it, ma ale ani alehem. Ki'ilu, or I'll say that as they read it, let's just say, ma'ale ani aleihem ki'ilu hikrivu lefanai karban v'ani mocha lehem ad kan. So that they can learn it, and as through their learning, they'll get machila. So that's the, hare, shehem, biru. So according to that Gemara, they're explaining that the question of Avram, Kishelas Avram Haya B'mai Da Shalo Yavor Zara Min Olam. How do I know that my kids aren't going to get wiped out or pushed out of the world? Lo B'mai Da She's Kaimu Banav Baratz. Nothing to do with surviving the land per se, according to the way that Gemara reads. Okay? So again, it's like interesting, like you see these Mamar Chazal, and they're each like picking up and then they're going to take an idea. So he's saying that Gemara is saying another idea, but again, we're still like dancing around. How do we read Pshat in B'mai Da Ki Rashena and God's answer? V'yeshli ta'akdik al divrei Rabba Sinazal, hari ha'kasav omer B'mai Da Ki Rashena, ve'in niskar b'kasav B'mai Da. So now, if you're being didactic in the words of the of our rabbis, right? Hari ha'kasav omer, it says, how will I know that we will that they will inherit? V'in niskar b'kasav B'mai Da shelo yasalhem kasher asal dor ha'mavav dor ha'flaga. Right? Where did that Gemara get that idea? That Avram's asking that question about how do I know that they're not going to be destroyed like those other generations? Like, how do you get that? V'nira ki perish b'mai da ki roshana klomer shetiha aretz li lirusha lachuzas olam. Because I guess the question he's asking is, if, according to the reading, it would be, he's saying, how do I know that this land will be a Yerusha forever? V'lo shayim esupak shema yiglu mimena. It's not the question, da'afim yiglu mimena haretz Yerusha lahem, right? But v'lo shayim mesupak, but he's not questioning whether they might be exiled, and if they are exiled, that the land will still be theirs. The Kaimalan, Yerusha harishono shvishniya yesh lahem, Yerusha shalishas ein lahem. So what is he worried about? Because what he's really worried about is maybe that they will be completely annihilated. So at least like here he's saying like you could say that if he's asking like Yerushena is like a long term deal, and then the Gemara is reading into it and saying if it's a long term deal, so then if my kids mess up and they're going to be destroyed. And they're not going to be around. So by asking Yerushena that this land's always going to be theirs, then I'm worried that they might not be around for it to be there. So maybe that's what I'm really asking. Are they always going to be around?
And that's why Hashem took out the way we, as opposed to destroying us, he had to keep his word to Avraham.
Okay, but again, but still.
Right? But listen,
you have to hear what he's going to say now. So, okay, here we go. So because, but again, I kind of get like the Gemara, because if your Hashanah is like a long-term thing, then it takes two. You need a people to be together with the land. That's like what he's basically, that's the way the Gemara learned. Like, well, I'm worried about the kids not being there, you know? How do I know they're going to be around to keep the land? And that's where, fine. That's the way the Gemara learns it. But he learns like this. So, Bir Inyan Zeh, Kasha Tamik V'Tavin HaTshuva Asher Heshev LaKadosh Baruch Hu LaAvram. If you really like think about it, what's the answer that God's giving Avram? He says, the answer is, Ki Yisrael Yesh Lehem Ma'alam Yuchedes. The idea of Karbanos, God's answer to Avram's question is Karbanos. So, what does that mean? Ki Yisrael Ma'alatam Shehem Nivdalim Min HaPachitos L'Gamrei. The nature of the Jewish people is that they are elevated from the smallness or from the physical. The hachet shemekavlim ein ze rak mikra. So when a Jew sins, the nature of his soul is that it's really only happenstance. V'davar shu mikra b'vav, because something that's only happenstance, right? Eshar histalkut. It's like easily wiped away. L'fichach ein roi lahavir Yisrael b'shvil hachet. Because you don't take them away because of sin, because in their essence, in their the depths of a Jew, he's pure. Like this idea of the neshama, right, is that higher soul that's there, that's completely pure. Ein chet lahem be'etzem. Meaning, so that how does sin relate to a Jew? The sin is external. It's not who they are. It never becomes who the Jew is. It's mikra. V'ein davar shum b'mikra mevatel etzem Yisrael. So it's something that's happenstance never really can affect in any real way the essence of what the Jew is. So he's going to explain this more in depth further on in the Sefer. And so too, B'Sefer and HaNetzach, Bezos Hashem, also Netzach Yisrael, he goes into this. But if you have a person who is in their essence is small and physical, so basically he says like this, that the person who is in their essence is really a sinner, so when they sin it just piles on, it's like a snowball effect to the point where they have to be taken away. So like in the case of like stone, let's say, because they were so bad in their essence, so then as they continue on the path of the bad, it gets worse and worse to the point where it explodes. Okay, whereas by the Jews, he's saying that their relationship to sin is it's not who they are. It's not who you are. It's like the same way the Rambam says that if a guy doesn't want to give a divorce, you can beat him until he says rotsa'ani. So like, but you just force the guy, not let coerce the guy. And the answer is that that's his essence, is that he wants to do the right thing, because that's the essence of a Jew, right? So he's saying that's what's going on here, is that the sin is never who he is. And that's why when God says to Avram, karbanos, kapara, sheyesh kapara l'Yisrael achatam, they can actually get a kapara on their sins. Why? V'davar zehu l'Yisrael b'frat, lo l'shem uma, it's specific to the Jews, not to any other nation. So they never really are removed from the world. Kimo sheish lumos. Meaning other nations can be completely destroyed. The Jewish people can take a hard hit, but are not going to be destroyed. Right? She'im hayahachet l'Yisrael be'etzem. But it's because of this issue. He's saying that in the essence of the Jew, the sin is never in their essence. And that's also why karbanos work. Karbanos only work because the nature of the sin is superficial. So you have a superficial sin, the karbanos work. So now go back. So that's what's going on. Avram asked, "B'mai daki rashana karbanos." You want to know about the nature of the Jewish people? It's karbanos. So that's why I'm telling you. You want to know what do they deserve this? It's because of who they are. Their essence is different, right?
So that answers the question why they deserve to survive.
Yes.
Not they don't necessarily deserve the land permanently.
Well, I think So the answer is, I think you take it out. It's like the answer is, I'm trying to think if he says it here, if he says it. I forget where I saw it in here. But he's going to say that that's the nature of Eretz Yisrael is matched with this people. The people who, because that's the nature of the land. The land is holy. It's a place that Hashem is constantly involved in. Right? From the beginning of the year to the end of the year, Hashem is constantly looking and is involved directly, whatever that means. He has a much more of a concentrated presence in this place. And the nature of the place is lofty. So the only people that really belong there are those who have this nature, which he's described here, right?
But we still need an answer about why we got exiled.
So you're saying why? So even with that said, we definitely
sinned, and the karbanos weren't enough.
Right, so that at a certain point, we needed to be exiled to like work it through. I mean, there's a lot of more to that, right?
Yeah.
But he's saying at least on this, what the idea of karbanos, the only way that this system works, it only can work for those whose relationship to sin is superficial.
Yeah.
So now, and therefore, bisman she'ein beis hamikdash kayam. So when you don't have when you're not bringing karbanos, seidu hakarbanos hu hasarat hachet. So then, going through the karbanos is also a way to remove the sin. So the whole concept of like that you could read karbanos is going to somehow do the job of what a karbon did.
Like we do every morning?
Yeah. Right? So he's
so
saying...
I shouldn't be skipping that, you're saying.
Yeah, pretty much. Well, you for sure not. It's like, you know, silver platter. Like, all right. So, ki ein karbon zulat hakirov v'hadiva
v'yisma. That's why it takes 3 minutes to do karbonos.
I started.
It's not our DNA.
When I got to Israel, like, first of all, I'm in a... these guys, the normal vasika minyan here is 22, 23 minutes from beginning till Shemona Esrei. There, it's 33 minutes. So there's a lot of extra time. So I started saying karbonos a little bit, you know. I do the Talmud and the guitarist. I mean, that's, you know.
According to this, we should be doing it.
Definitely, wow, no question. All right. Yeah. So now, so ki ein karbon zulat hakira v'hadiva v'yisbach. So the whole idea of a karbon in general is the idea of getting close to God. Latzeis min achid l'shuvei l'yisbach. Because what does it mean? Zed lashon karbon. The word itself, hit karvus el Hashem yisbach aydea karbon. Karbon equals getting close. You see, hit karvut, closeness to God, through the karbon, which is also karov, like to get close. Vinei seder ha-karbonos, shehu divrei Torah. So if you read the karbonos, which is learning Torah, shemisader b'divrei Torah inyan ha-karbonos, right? So that you see you're arranging the learning of the Torah in a way to address the karbonos. Hu ha-divuk ba'atzmo. That itself is a way of connecting. Ki'ein davar chibor Torah. There's nothing that's of greater way of getting close to God than Torah itself. Shehu davuk v'chibor ha'adam el baro. Because Torah is a way of connecting to God in a very deep way. Which is, by the way, it's very interesting because Maral lived in the 1500s, right? The Baal HaTanya comes later and he actually, in Chabad, the Alter Rebbe, like, you know, he has his lineage from one of them is from Maral. This idea is like very like Tanya. Like that one line is like is the whole, you know, like a lot of what we saw in the Tanya. The Dafka Seder Har Karbonos, but now specifically Karbonos. The Masha Karbon Ba'atzma Hu Hit Dafkas El Hashem Yisbarach, right? And the way that the Karbon itself is connecting to God. So he's saying that when we had a karbon, that process of physical karbon that brought us close to God, so now the seder karbonos is in the place of that, right? So I guess in understanding, right, this idea of how to come close to God through learning about karbonos, that also has that power. The Inbanu Lefarish Davar Zeh, but if we're going to go into to really explain this in depth, Haya Aruch Mo, it'd be really like a lot, I guess, and so he's going to leave that out for us. We have to, maybe we'll see it somewhere else, I don't know. But Klal HaDavar, Ki Tavo HaSheila V'Hatshuva Al Nachom Binyan Zeh, V'Hu Das Rabosinu Zav Maseches Megillah Perek B'nei Hayir. So this question answer, it makes sense, right? Who nachon al binyan zeh? Okay, and that's what's going on in the Gemara there. Right? Okay, so what the Gemara said there, right? The Gemara was asking, like, how do I know that they're going to survive? And Hashem says, you know, you have the karbonos, that's going to do the trick. That's going to help us rectify our distance from God through what the sin might have caused. But how do we know that they're going to survive? And that's the answer. Karbonos. So now, Amnam Da'asra V'sinus of a Medrash Asher Amarnu L'mala She'amru Lo Kikare Taga. Right? So it's not that he was challenging Ela Be'ez HaZchud. What he wanted to know is, what's the Zchud? Lo Mashma Shekach Perusho. So really doesn't see, he doesn't like that. That doesn't feel like, I don't think he likes the flow. Rak Kimashmo Shal Iker HaTanisina She'amar Kodesh Baruch Olavram Litein Lo Haaretz. So to right now, if you're going to say that, what? That it's that on the whole question of giving, that when Hashem said, I'm going to give you the land, al zeh shal be'ez hazchut, v'gam zeh kishtayim b'davar zeh heitev tavin shehu nachon mo. But he's saying that also seems to make sense, right? Again, so just reading this chapter, this paragraph again. Amnam da'asar b'senu zalva medrash asher amarnu l'mala asher amru lo kikori tagar ela be'ezus chad. Right? He's not that he's challenging. Just wants to know what was the merit that they from in what merit did we get it? Lo mashma shekach perusho rak kimashmo. But rather that what it's, as it sounds sha'al ikar hatnesina on the specific on the actual giving of it of the land. Shamar Hakadosh Baruch Hu la'avin litein lo haretz al zeh sha'al be'ezus chad. That's correct. So now, this idea that God gave him this land, because this is getting down to like the bottom line, like this whole connection we have to Eretz Yisrael. He Eretz Kedusha, Kedusha Nivdelet Mikol Hadama. It's unique. It's holy and it's different than any other place. Lafichach, and therefore Kasher Hiftiach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Al Nesina, and so too, that's why when he promised about giving it to him, Ratzal Ladat Be'ezoschut your Shuharetz Hazot HaKadosha. And he's asking, like, so what is the merit, right, that we would get this place? L'ficha Cheshevlom Mizeh Hatzad Yer Shuharetz V'zchut HaKaparot. Again, back to this thing. You know why you're getting the land? Because of the schus of the Kaparos. Kasher Teda Sod HaKaparos if you understand the secret of what it means that God gave us the whole carbon process, the whole thing is predicated on the fact that we have a certain level of Kedusha that it doesn't become, it never is us in our etzem. It's right, we're never, right, we're nivdalim in apchisus because we are separate from the smallness. So that's the idea, that this whole thing that's happening, our whole connection to Eretz Yisrael is also the same idea that's in the answer of what the Karbanos means. The whole process of Karbanos is to tell, is really what it's saying is, you know who you are? You're like this holy people who are, in your essence, you're holy and you're Kaddosh. And therefore, you can relate to this land, you have that special connection.
It's almost like the kapara idea is like a hint.
It's like it's the whole theme,
right? But it's just a hint to the actual answer, which is that you're holy,
right? It's like karbanos work because of who you are, yeah. Right? It doesn't work for others because of it's only works for those who have this nature, and that same nature is what connects you to the land because that's the nature of the land.
So it's not about the importance of Karbanos.
It's what it can do, and it only works for those.
Right. The effectiveness of them.
Of them,
for
right.
Us.
Right.
Well, what's a Karban? It's us praying to Hashem and asking.
Well, he says that it's a very deep thing that we have to, like, it's just too much to talk about. I guess another shiur.
You know what I'm
but
saying?
It's something to think about, right? Like once you plug these ideas in, you start to have to like, okay, so now that I have this premise, I need to like expand it. What is a carbon? How does that carbon thing work in conjunction to what we're saying here?
Isn't davening itself supposed to be in place? In
yeah.
So
yeah.
I mean, you said we should read the carbonos, but
good point.
Davening itself is supposed to, you know, chakras as a whole is a carbon.
Okay, it's supposed
it
to be
takes
close.
The place of the carbon.
Right, it's supposed to, because ultimately it's carbon, it's to bring us close to God.
Right.
Right? So.
I thought just Musaf was.
Just what?
Musaf was.
Instant.
I didn't realize that all davening is Karbanos,
isn't it?
No, like that.
All three?
The idea of like Avoda.
Yeah.
So if the Avoda is Karbanos, then Tefillah is Avoda. It's like.
Tefillah is
Karbanos. Tefillah, you know, would replace or whatever it is, right? But it's, you see this idea that it only really works when you start off with that level. Meaning, again, if it was not the case, meaning, if your essence was small or of that nature, then, yeah, as you do these things, the bad things, it's going to just make it worse. And nothing's going to help. Lo haya efshar v'hem kapar. Kapar wouldn't work. Ashav shehem be'etzem. I'm sorry. Achshav Shehem Ba'atzmam Nivdalim Min Aprisus. Now that we see that they are separated from this, Roy Lehem Hakapar, Shachet Ein Mityaches Lehem. Because again, the sin is really, it's become so external. It's not who we are. It's like the Pintel Yid, right? The Pintel Yid is the Pintel Yid because in his essence, he's really a good guy. Even the guy who's like so messed up, it's like deep down, it's like who we are. The Iker Atzem Belochet, and in their nature, in their Atzem, they are not, there's no sin. L'chach Ru'uyim El HaKapar. That's why it works. L'taher Atzma Min HaKatim Asher Ein Ro'i L'Yisrael. Because the sin is not, it's not, again, Ro'i for us. Which is funny, because what you really say, if you think about it, is that the Karbanos thing is really like, it's kind of very superficial, like what has really gone on there. The reason it works is because the sin's never really like so deeply connected to you, so you can use this Karban thing to like clean it up, you know? So now it's interesting is, so too, the nature of Eretz Yisrael, its sanctity, from that perspective, it does not have any patience whatsoever for sin. So the same way that we are elevated and sin does not really become who we are in our etzem, the land has this nature of kedusha, it has no tolerance for the sin as well. Kamo sha'amar, v'lo taki aretz atchem, kishetetamu chas v'shalom aretz, kach yisro mitzah kedusha atchem, in mesugalam el hachatayim, but l'fichach aretz mityaches yisro b'nyan zeh. So the meeting point between us and the land of Israel is that we don't really connect to sin in the deepest way, and the land has no patience for it as well. And so we come together and we connect because of our both nature of both us and the land. Ki ha'aretz kedosha b'malata, because the land is holy in its. Right, and it's in loftiness. Hanavdelis min apchisus u min atiyuv. Right, it's completely separated from all this smallness. And I don't know, atiyuv is also like something negative, I guess. V'chein Yisrael ha'doma l'mi sheba'atzmo yafe v'tahor shim nitlachech betit chozer miyad v'tarasach. Right, so this we, the Jewish people, are similar to this idea of something that's pure and good, that if something gets on it, it automatically reverts back very quickly. Lefisha be'etzmo hu tahor, because in its essence, again, we are pure. Umisha hu mezuham umaos, but one who's disgusting, ein halich l'chiyotzi men alolam, he never can get clean. It's like the guy, the mechanic, he's like, becomes so, like the grease is like embedded in him, like he can never go away. So like that's what kind of like lefisha no safa lichloch ala lichloch. Just gets worse and worse. L'chacha kaparos sheyesh l'Yisrael humora al etzem mala hanivdel sheyesh l'Yisrael. So the fact that the system works by the Jewish people is testament to the fact that of the lofty nature of the Jewish people. Sheba osa mala yesh lahem kaparos achet. So that's where we have the ability to get atonement. L'fichach v'zchut zeh. And so that's why we get Yerushas Haaretz. V'zchut zeh yirshu haaretz hakadosha. Because a person relates, that's each person has their place. So when God gave us this holy land, because we deserve, we're holding, like that's who we are. This land is befitting us. Right? So God also gave out to each nation their land that was fitting to them. And everything has its place based on its nature and its loftiness or whatever its positive attributes. So the land's sanctity is reflective of our high level of sanctity as well, right? So that's something very special about the Jewish people, which, you know, in a certain sense, I don't think that any of us appreciate. We don't appreciate that about ourselves at all, right? So like this is a process of like after going through Gullus and being trotted on for so many years, you know, it takes a long time to like get back to like understanding. But that's to understand what it means to be a Jew, the way he's describing
it.
He's
doing this in 1500 Prague.
Which is even worse. Which is even worse. They were getting pounded.
Yeah, it's not like he, but, and there was no Israel.
Right.
We have this idea. We can relate
we
to
can a little bit.
Being in the land and all that and
right.
connecting to it. He's so far removed from
right, but
it.
He's,
but he's still...
They were getting pounded physically.
Like but also, they, but also, forget about
we're
that.
We're getting pounded.
No, but they were getting... He was getting... It was... What do they call it? He was dealing with Martin Luther, and they were like destroyed. They were there was a lot of information.
We're being attacked, bullets are riotous today. It's like everywhere, and that's the essence. That's the little problem to bring it. That will bring us down. They love us, and the bullets are riotous and everything. They were getting pounded by Martin Luther. Yeah, okay, and like Nachagai, whatever. Like it's not really gonna get into a Jew's essence. People, you know, things will happen, but what's going on today is like beyond. It's absolutely beyond. It's inescapable. And then all the rest of the stuff, all the, you know, all the stuff that's, I don't know, it's just like...
It's hard.
It's really... Like, you know, like when they attack us physically, we get it. Right. Oh, we can take it. We go, you know.
Some of them are, right? But the point is that if you... This type of discussion is very, very important.
Right. No,
so now, the in there was like weird. Like in the Medrash it said that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai and the Rabbanan had this argument. Did he show him the Asiris Eifa or not? Mm-hmm. Right, so v'havein machlokes Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai v'Rabbanan. Ki Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai lo hera lo asiris ha'efa. He didn't show him the flower. Ki asiris ha'efa hu karbon ani kishachote, because that's actually for the poor guy when he sins. V'zeh ein kapara shleima. It's really like kind of like a secondary attempt at kapara. Ki ein karbon zeh l'chlal Yisrael. And this is really not. For Klai Yisrael, el la'anik b'frad. It's specifically geared towards the guy who can't afford it. V'mneisha karbon zeh karbonani, v'aremez b'inyan ha'karbonos al iloi malas Yisrael. So then, if this karbon is really like a half-rate deal, so now for the whole idea of karbonos is to tell us about how lofty the Jewish people are, sh'mneikach zach Yisrael l'rashas ha'aretz, and it's because of this, you know, because of our loftiness that we end up getting Eretz Yisrael, Lo herlo kaparas asir seifa. So Rabbi Shimon Ben Yochai says he didn't show him the asir seifa, the karbonani. Shein zeh ma'alat Yisrael, because this does not really reflect the loftiness of the Jewish people. Aval rabbanon savire lahu the gam asir seifa herlo. He showed him the flower offering as well. Ki av kaparazot he mashlemet et klal hakarbonos, because this. Also, like it's part of it actually is completes the whole idea of the karbanos. There's nothing lacking in the karbanos. Okay, so a subtle like this, you know, difference between the two, I guess. But I guess maybe Rav Shimon Yochai is pounding the idea of what it means. Of the loftiness of the Jewish people, so I'm only going to talk about, or Hashem only showed him the real karbana, so the real kapara. Okay, v'ha kaparot hein tet minim behemos, and so now he goes into here of a whole thing about the nine, the significance of nine, which okay, so it's a little bit like the numerology thing here. I think I'm going to jump here. Let's see what we pick up here. Okay, and then so if you can see, it says V'od Yesh Lomar.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so right before that, just to go back, let's go on from there. V'od Yesh Lomar. Sheharetz Natan Hashem Yisbarach LaAvram LeYerusha Nitzchit. Also, additionally, the land that God gave Avram for an eternal Yerusha, B'haya Yerei Avram Shema Yavir Ad Zayro Chas V'Shalom. Right, he's worried about that his kids are going to get wiped out. Kamo Shehevir Umos Achiris. Same way that other nations ended up getting destroyed. V'lo Yelo Hayerusha. And then in turn there would be no Yerusha. Az Amar lo b'schut ha-karbonos, and then the answer to that is also it's the schus of karbonos, because the karbon again midabek Yisrael el Hashem Yisrael, because it connects us to God. Vaz nemar v'atem hadvekim b'Hashem elkeim chayim kol chamayim. You who are attached to God, you'll live chayim kol chamayim. Shem gam kein yu nitzchim kmo shahu Yisbarach nitzchi. So the Jewish people become also eternal, just like God's eternal. The Davar Zayit by Erev Sofa Sefer Arichas as well. He'll go into this at the end of the Kvuras Hashem. Maseches Tanis El Mali Mamados Lo Niskayim Shemayim Aris. Right, he brought up that whole idea of the Mamados, that the whole world is sustained because of that. V'zemipnei Ki Ein LaOlam Kiyam Rak Ayidei Hadivak Bo Yisparach. The whole world, when it comes down to it, why does this world survive? Because of the connection to God. V'bo mitkayim hakol.
Because of our connection to God.
Yeah. Right? It's like, so that, right? So this is another. V'zemene ki ein la'olam kiyum rak ayedei hadiva po yisparach. Meaning the whole world survives, it stays extent.
Because of our connection or the world?
Well, it says the connection to God. Yeah. It doesn't say us, but like, yeah, right? It's the ki ein la'olam kiyum rak ayedei hadiva po yisparach. And through God, everything stays extent. Again, because if karbonos is all about the connection to God, the vekus by Hashem, so then that's the idea of the zchus of the karbonos keeps the world going.
The pasuk about tem hadvekim by Hashem apelum chaim.
Right.
So that probably means because of us.
Well, we definitely get we.
That's a proof. The reason why the world
continues
because of
it's
us.
Because of the of us being close. Right. As long as we're connecting, right.
Because that might be destroyed. Because
is it true or is it like the seven Noahide laws? Because I don't know why they call them Noahide laws. Is that what they're called? If the world keeps those, then the world's connected to Hashem.
To their level.
At their level. Right. And they're not expected to keep our level, right?
Correct.
We have to keep our level. For us to exist, we have to keep our level.
Right.
Them to exist, they keep their level, they're connected to Hashem by keeping that, by not doing, you know...
The stakes are higher for us.
Well, much higher. Yeah. But for them, like, that's all they have to do.
Correct.
Which is not nothing, by the way.
Right. Well,
we think it's normal.
No, it's... Right.
But it's really not. I mean, how many years ago wasn't it? 1,000 years ago wasn't... I don't know. People were... Giving
each other the one alive. I don't know.
You're very focused on that one.
No, that's right. There are another six that you got
you're
there.
You're really trying to have it. They do that there. They live monkeys' brains while they're alive.
No. Yeah, that's how we got COVID, probably.
Yeah, it's actually COVID right now.
Nah.
Well, there's something similar to
it. I've seen live fish cooking on grills.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Look, it says, and therefore, therefore, that's why in the whole thing that went on there was the idea of the splitting of the animals, right? Because that's really like the idea of what a carbon is. You cut the cart, you cut the animal. Because the bringing of it is the idea of the cutting, right? The splitting of them. The hakrovas karban gorim shashem yisbarach gozer v'notein haaretz la'avram b'gzeras bris. So that this, right, the bringing of this karban is what causes God to be gozer, and to give the land to Avram as a bris, b'gzeras bris. Kasher Avar Bein Hagzarim, right? So then you see this like image of Hashem coming through, passing through. Hareza Asiyas Vizera Vikris. So that's like the idea of Krisas Bris, like to make to rip it apart. Sharei Avar Bein Hagzarim, and then God passes through. But then Natan Avram Haaretz Vizeras Bris. Like that's the idea of like the like finalizing the deal. The Perish that Perish Nechbad Maod Kasher Tavin Vitamik Vesod Hakarbanos. So, like, if we understand, like, the idea of what it means of the karbanos, but it, ultimately, what God's answer to him is, he went through multiple levels here about what it means that the reason we are zoche to the land is because of the fact that we are on this lofty level. A, that's why karbanos work. B, karbanos brings us close, and the truth is that the nature of what we're talking about here is that the whole world is in existence is to become close to connect to God. And so that it's, and that the land of Israel is this elevated place that has, that again, because again, all, everything about Karbanos equals, anything that relates to it is because it all works because of the loftiness. So here we are. We are lofty. The land is lofty. Chet, when it comes to the land, has no tolerance. We, on the other hand, Chet does not really become who we are. We never change our essence. Our essence is, we're tahor, we're kadosh. And so that's why a karbon can come and cleanse us and bring us kapara. So it's all tied in. So that, so now when you go back, it says, Hashem, b'may darkir, Hashem, Avram says, karbonos. That's the answer. Right? Like, how do I, and then there, and really what he said is that there are multiple chazals here that were coming at it from different levels. How do I know they're never going to be destroyed? How do I know that they deserve the land to begin with? All these different things are being asked, all in the same question of how do I know that they're going to inherit? And Hashem's answer is karbanos, because if you understand the how karbanos work, then you understand why we deserve the land. And then the answer to this, what comes out from this then, is that if we become a people that live on a loftier level, then we belong in the land. The land is happy, and it will flourish, and the world eventually will come to full circle and stop with the, you know, of the whole United Nations criticism. And if we do it right, and we show the dveikus b'Hashem, then in a certain sense, I think things would turn, right? When a Jew is genuine, then
when Mashiach comes, or
it should be happening now. We're in. I heard someone give a shiur over the time I was in Israel, and he said, "We are living in the Ketzayim." This is not a guy who's like, you know, Mashiach, Mashiach, Mashiach. It's not that type of guy at all. He said, "It's not even a question," and he's not saying it like, you know, just look at what's going on. It's crazy. We don't appreciate it because we're living in it like it's like miraculous. It's miraculous. It doesn't even make sense. Like, you go there, it doesn't make sense. But that's, so we're in Ketayama, great. Now what? So the idea of here is that what's supposed to happen is you're supposed to get to a place where, like, we become, remember who we are, and then act accordingly, and then in turn we get closer to God, and that all coming together, everything starts to fit in. I think it reverberates. Like I said, I said to Doug, I heard this years ago, that, you know, we don't, there's something wrong with the way we keep Shabbos, because if we keep Shabbos properly, the rest of all Jews would keep Shabbos. They would come running to do it, and the world would be impacted in general if we were able to raise ourselves up and do things better and more connected. So that's. But knowing who we are is the beginning point, which is not so simple.
Well, so my question about, like, well, what about the Golas? I think maybe Avram was asking was, Erashena means, like, inherit, right? Like, to have, you know, ultimate claim to, right? Like, mm-hmm. You have title to it.
Right.
It doesn't mean you can't be temporarily thrown out.
Because
it's still yours, it's just going to lie dormant while you're not there.
Which is
sort of consistent.
Right, which ends up we see happen.
It'll be yours in the long run.
Right.
And he's asking, what do we deserve this, like, long-term?
But at the end of the day, right, karbanos again, because right. Of who you are. You always will come back, because that's something that doesn't change. It cannot change. You could try. It's like, what's that movie where the guy Groundhog Day? He, like, at a certain point, he started, like, doing crazy stuff because he's like, it doesn't matter anymore.
If you're ever logging into any of my accounts and they ask you for the secret question, what's your favorite movie? It's Groundhog Day.
It's a big muster.
Great movie.
It's very important logging stuff in there. So that's what I think but for sure we're living in, like, miraculous times. I mean, nothing. It doesn't. And you go, especially when you're there, you realize nothing even makes sense. It doesn't make sense that things should work, but they think, yeah. Right. Yeah.
But I'm trying to relate that all to the Gemara about it being fiery. It's very interesting, really. Like we think we were chosen to nasa v'nishma. Like, we said nasa v'nishma. We said we'd keep things, and the Goyim said they wouldn't keep things. They don't want to keep Torah, right? That's like our story all along. Then you read the Gemara and it says, because you were so fiery, that's why I had to choose you.
But you should know, every chazal, you can't take it out of context. You have to put all of them together get the...
That's one aspect.
This.
I'm trying to connect with all this. Like there's a reason Avraham was chosen. So Avraham was tested. And Avraham is our forefathers. Our forefathers were tested. And so they were tested for their fieriness.
Right.
Avraham, can you pass it 10 tests? Other people would fail at one test, two tests. Now I'm going again. And you get to win the Super Bowl, like you're in, right? And then because then Avram's progeny, us, will have those same traits. And so we have this zechus, but those are the traits that we have. That fieriness that eventually the Torah was given to us. And it's just, when you look at history from this, from Hashem's point of view, you step back and look at this from a much more macro viewpoint, it's really very interesting. I mean, it's fascinating, actually. And it gives you much more sense of purpose, I feel like.
Yeah, that's for sure.
And that's in a way what you're saying here. It's like these sins don't really, they don't come to us. So Yom Kippur, we get to get rid of them, right? But and the Goyim don't get to get rid of them. So what about the Goyim? Don't they get a chance to get rid of them? No, they don't even get a chance to, because it's just going to stick.
Right. Well, that's every Sunday? Don't they go to Mass and get rid of them?
I don't know what they do.
They get absolution or something.
Right, they have a little box there with a priest.
Confession.
Confession, every week. Right.
Say three of them every week.
Every week they do it.
Yeah, but that's one to the wrong person. So it's interesting that we have Yom Kippur to do that with it. They don't have it.
Yeah, but the idea that Yom Kippur exists for us is because, again, it can work.
Yeah, and why is it so easy? I mean, think about it.
But again,
Yom Kippur, what? It's just fasting. Really, if you don't commit enough, you just fast, right? It's like pretty easy. And all the sins are gone. How is that so easy? If they're in us, then they're like part of our souls, but they're not. That's the whole point. Right. That's what you're saying here. Mm. It's superficial. So that's why, just do a few things and it'll be gone, because it's. Just show that if you want it to be gone, it'll be gone.
Right.
Almost.
But based on this idea. But predicate on that.
Very interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good, right? But that's then you stop to talk about like Yerusha Sahara, it's like what the land is. Like as time
differentiating between the different levels of Jews. Mm. He's just saying no matter what you are.
You are every Jew.
Lower.
Yeah.
I read somewhere like Hasidim say, or not Hasidim, but whatever they say, Chatati Aviti Pashati, they do something. And then it's done. They move on. Like, don't let the guilt.
That's a Tanya. The Tanya, that's what he says. I bought this book that my friend told me. It's like Pinchas Friedman on the Tanya. And the second chelek gets into the whole idea of like, you can't feel guilty after. Okay. Like, that's like a big.
Pashati, move on. I'm sorry.
Done. Yeah, but this idea is very important. It's really very important. Very important idea that of who we have to know who we are.
And that's really what Shuva is about. Shuva is saying you did this thing, but it's not you.
Right.
So I'm sorry, I shouldn't have done it. I'm not going to do it again. That's the main point of Shuva. I won't do it again. But it's gone. Yeah. So it's remarkable to just be gone. It's like, always thought it's like so superficial. No, but it's not.
No, but it's the opposite.
Yeah,
this idea has creeped in a little bit to like not popular culture, but like even you hear like politicians say, that's not who we are.
Yeah.
You hear that phrase all the time.
Everyone's like, yes,
it's more than ever.
Well, when
Joe Biden will say that about
when a politician says it, it's the opposite.
Exactly, right?
But it's become like this phrase that never used to be so thrown around like that, right? It's like a new thing. That's not who we are.
Yeah.
John Gruden. You ever heard this?